Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a guy that's got a smile from ear to ear, John Sappington. You look like you're doing pretty well.
Hi, it's great to here at the FLW Championship. It's great to be back back amongst all the fishermen and the sport of fishing. It's something that I've longed for a long time and something that I've really missed. It just feels good to be back amongst it.
Well, you know, everybody here at Bass Fan and, of course, the fan base has just always wondered how you're doing and how the recovery process is going. Kind of give us an update if you can.
Well, I got the okay to get in a boat last week for the first time. Took my Ranger out, and I didn't know whether I'd be scared to go fishing or, you know, kind of animosity there, but I took off, and I mean, it felt good. Everything's going good. Going to therapy 5 days a week, working on the range of motion, strengthening up my neck and back, and just. Everything's good. I got a report from the doctor. He says, looks good. Take everything easy. Come back in 6 months. So, good news.
Well, you got rid of that halo. I know you had to wear that darn thing for a long time, and you got to be happy you got rid of that. But, you know, the big thing is you got to count your blessings once in a while. That was a very, very scary accident.
Yeah, it's I was fortunate that I did a lot of the right things. You know, I had my life jacket on. I had my kill switch hooked up. I had a motorcycle helmet on. You know, there was a lot of things that had none of those happened, or had I missed one of those equations, it could have come out a lot different. And that's something that I'd like to see is a lot of the fishermen. I see a lot of people pre-fishing for these tournaments. We're on unfamiliar water. We're not sure of what's ahead of us or what could happen. I'd like to see everybody wearing their life jacket and kill switches and just keep from anything negative. You know, this has turned out to be a positive deal for me, and as far as safety and everything, it could have worked a lot worse, and we don't need any negatives, much less somebody getting really hurt or killed out there on the water. And if everybody's doing those kind of things that they need to be doing, it keeps it from happening.
Well, you know, you've been an ambassador for this sport for a long time and a great fisherman and all that kind of stuff, but you may have a new niche here with this safety issue, because a lot of people are going to want your expertise and say, you know, what made you put that helmet on? You know, is it some of those things that, you know, you just consciously put it on all the time, you know, all those kind of things. We know you said you didn't do that before. You never wore your helmet. Maybe that's one of those things where you just had somebody looking out for you.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. The Lord was looking out for me, and it's kind of changed my perspective and how I look at things, you know, safety is a big issue. It's something that we all need to be aware of, like I say, it keeps negative things from coming into the sport. Just as the sport grows, more people on the water, you know, bigger, better, faster boats. You know, safety is something we need to keep an eye at.
Let's talk about prognosis. You know, what's the doctor saying? When will you be back out on the tournament trail? What's going on there?
He said I can fish next year. Next January, I'm fishing. So up until then, he said I can ease back into it. Just don't go crash. Don't go to Lake Erie and fish the Northern Division. You know, that's really the only thing left, and that's not the place to start. So I'm going to ease around like Beaver Lake's real close to my lake house. I'm going to spend some time trying to find some off-the-wall structure there and really focus on next year's schedule. Washita River's another thing that I really don't know anything about. I may go spend a couple weeks down there, just kind of ease back into it and, you know, not take off and try to overdo it.
Last time we did an interview, you were looking out the window thinking those fish were spawning. Have you set the hook on one since you've been back?
Yeah, I have. I actually went to the river, up to Elk River, and waded down it with my halo on. You know, just got in the water and waded. Really wasn't safe to get into a boat like that. And caught a lot of smallmouth and smaller largemouth. And I've been sitting on the bank catfishing. I've watched a catfish rod more in the last 6 months than I have all my life. And I've caught more bass fishing for catfish in the last 6 months than I have in all my life. I mean, I've caught a lot of bass just reeling in a piece of shad or on a piece of worm. It's just amazing. And it's like they're talking to me. But The only problem is they've all been a little bit short.
Well, you know, the thing of it is people call that being eaten up. You know, when you're sitting there, you got a halo on your neck, but you're still out there casting away. That shows that dedication and passion that you have.
Yeah, I really like the outdoors, and I love the sport of fishing. You know, I love all kinds of fishing. Bass fishing's where I make my living, but I love all kinds of fishing, and it's just... It's hard to be away from it. It's hard to sit back and see these tournaments, you know, watching them on Bass Fan and seeing these tournaments transfold. It's hard not being there. It really feels good to be back amongst the sport and see everything going on, see all the fishermen, the sponsors and everything. It's just really a blessing to be back.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, the sponsors stuck with you very, very well. And, you know, in an accident like that, sometimes you could lose a sponsor, but everybody stayed with you, and it's been a good deal for you.
Yeah, it really has, and I really want to thank all my sponsors, Ranger Boats, Snickers, Castrol, you know, Lake Fork Tackle, there's Evan Rude. It's just been a blessing that they've all stayed with me, and it's going to pay out for them in the long run. You know, I'm going to come back looking at the championship from the outside. I've never not been in the top 50 of the FLW, and looking at it from the outside, you know, that gives me more of a desire to be back on the stage, and that's my goal next year, is just to, you know, have the best year I could possibly have and try to win some tournaments and make the championship.
Well, it's kind of a neat deal, you know. At Bass Fan, we get a lot of feedback and people wanting to know about this or that, but when you got injured, of course, we had a, you know, a glut of information. People want to know how you were, and, you know, people across the country, you meet people all over everywhere, but we still get email, people wanting to know, how's John? So we're giving them an update right now.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Bass Fan has really been good, a blessing to me. You know, you all, I've got Bass Fan on my website. If you want to know anything about fishing, that's the only place you have to go. You don't have to go to individual websites. You go to Bass Fan and you know, you all update it regularly. You know exactly what's going on, and you can get to any place you need to get from Bass Fan. So you all are doing a well justice to the sport.
Well, I didn't pay for that plug. I want you to know that, folks. I didn't pay for that at all. But, John, it's great to see that smile. It's great to see you're doing well. Great to see you got that flexibility starting to come back for you. We look forward to seeing you out on the trail next year.
Well, I'm going to be there, and I can't wait. I appreciate you all.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.